you're talking to the owners wearing diamond ring, wearing kiss steel, woo, wheel of doom, limousine light, jet flying, son of a gun, and I've got a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo.
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sits up.
Welcome to the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show!
Thank you so much, Stanley Mac. Stanley McDonald, baby. I am excited. Is this our first year, our first episode of 2020?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. Because tonight is one of those huge nights in the WWE that we love. And that, of course, is the Royal Rumble, which kicks off the road to WrestleMania. Lots of things going on tonight, baby. Huge 30-man Royal Rumble match for a World Championship match at WrestleMania 36. Huge 30-woman Royal Rumble match for a women's match at WrestleMania 36. So much to go over. It's going to be a good one, but I am Eastside Dave McDonald. They call me Davey Mac. He is Stanley McDonald. They call him Stanley Mac. We're the Mac Boys. We're the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
Let's bring the fire.
I'm ready to bring the fire. I guess one of us is hyped up for the Royal Rumble match. That one of us is me.
No, it is me.
Oh, you are? You're ready?
This is one of the best pay-per-views of the year.
I agree with you on that one, Stanley Mackins. I absolutely agree. So we are all caught up on the Monday Night Raw and the Friday Night SmackDown and this and that. We're all caught up.
I'm predicting after this event, it's going to be the best pay-per-view of the year.
After this, it's going to be the best pay-per-view of the year? What is the next pay-per-view? I'm not even sure I know.
At least until that happens.
Okay. So Stanley says it's going to be the best pay-per-view of the year. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. It's the very first and only pay-per-view of the year thus far. I see. You were doing a little joke there?
Yeah.
Okay, good job. Hey! You know what? Plus 1 point for you for doing a good little joke there. Okay. Let's get right into it. You know what? Let's have a little fun. Let's have a little. First of all, before we get into the Royal Rumble 2020 or 2020, what do you call this year as a member of the youth, the American youth? Do you refer to it as 2020 or 2020? Because whatever you say, that's what I'm going with. Because I believe the children are future. Give them rest and all they go away. Show them all the beauty of parents inside. Even as pride. You didn't think I was going to keep going, did you?
No.
To make it easier, let the children laugh and play. Okay. 2020 or 2020? What do you prefer? Which one? You got to say something.
The 20s. Actually, different.
2020? You just call it the 20s? You got to. If someone says, what day? So you refuse. This is the most bizarre.
2020.
Okay, 2020. I was going to say. You had some weird refusal to say the year, which was strange. Okay, look. How are things before we get into the Royal Rumble? 2020. How's school been? Be honest. Don't lie.
Good.
5 seconds. What?
Good.
Good? Seemed about 78% truthful. I know you love lunch. What are your favorite periods? What are your favorite classes? 5 seconds on the clock. Let's go. These are very easy questions. Questions that shouldn't require that much thinking. Favorite class. Go.
Math.
Math? Wow.
Math.
Whoa. You're good at math? What's 2 plus 7? Quickly.
9.
All right. You are good at math. What's 2 times 7?
14.
Oh, shoot. See, I always get tripped up on the multiplications. 2 times 7, I thought it was 48. Are you sure about that?
It's 14.
We're going to check. We're going to check after the show. After the episode. We're going to check it out. Here we go. Let's get into it. We've had a little chit-chat. We've had a little thing. You know, it also occurs to me that no one has heard our show since Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. I know this is a WWE show and not a Star Wars podcast. There's a zillion Star Wars podcasts out there. Our favorite, though, is Rebel Force Radio. But, quickly, Rise of Skywalker, Episode 9, opinions. Go. Let's go. Louder.
I think Finn was going to say that to, you know...
To Rey?
Yeah.
He had something he wanted to tell Rey the entire movie, but he never got around to saying it. What do you think he was going to say?
I love you. I love you so much.
I have the Force.
Oh! You think Finn is Force sensitive, yeah. Do you? Overall, though, quick opinions before we get to the Royal Rumble match. Quick opinions. What did you think of the movie itself? General opinions. Let's go. 5 seconds on the clock.
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah.
And overall, what do you think about the sequel trilogy that Disney has put out, episodes 7, 8, and 9? Overall, quickly, 5 seconds on the clock. Let's go.
I loved it, actually.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Me too. That's a controversial statement to say these days if you're a Star Wars fan, which is kind of strange. But I also loved it. So you and I both love the sequel trilogy, huh?
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite?
Episode 8.
Episode 8, The Last Jedi? But you also enjoyed episode 9?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, let's do it. Let's have a... Well, good for you. Okay, now listen. Let's do it. All right? We've gotten through what we need to get through. It is time to get into this thing. And let's start off right now with the Women's Royal Rumble match. And the reason why we're starting off is because, as of now, they only have 7 announced competitors. Charlotte is officially... in the Royal Rumble. Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Sarah Logan. Wow. Natalya, Carmella, and Dana Brooke. Those 7 have been announced in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Stanley, who's walking away with this thing?
Only 7.
I know. But just make a
solid foil.
You know what? I hate to just agree with you so quickly and so easily, but I do think Charlotte's going to win. She hasn't won a Royal Rumble match yet, has she?
No.
No. And because she's not champion, Becky is the Raw Women's Champion. Bayley's the SmackDown Women's Champion. I think right now is your chance to get Charlotte Flair to win one of these. And I think it is going to happen. So good call. All right, Stanley Mack and I agree we're 1-for-1. Singles match. Falls count anywhere. Roman Reigns versus King Corbin. Who do you like and why?
Roman Reigns.
Before you go quickly into all, Roman Reigns is definitely going to win. Let's not forget, along with some help, some outside interference, King Corbin did defeat Roman Reigns the last time they had a match, and that was on pay-per-view. But you're confident that Roman's going to win?
Confident.
I disagree. I'm going with King Corbin in some sort of surprise. He's going to figure it out. I don't know if he's going to have Sami Zayn hiding somewhere, Dolph Ziggler hiding somewhere, or one of these types, Robert Roode. Might be hiding under the mat or something to help out King Corbin, but I believe he's going to defeat Roman Reigns. I'm right. You are wrong. Next match, Shorty G versus Sheamus. By the way, I don't know if you saw, but the picture that we took of myself, Sheamus and Shorty G were on television. We said, hey, they kind of look like us, like doppelgangers us. So we took a picture, viral sensation. Go check the Instagram, go check the Twitter, go check the Facebook. It's all at Eastside Dave. Go check it out. All right, who do you like, Shorty G or Sheamus? Shorty G, obviously the underdog. Sheamus, gigantic, red-headed, physical threat. Let's go.
Sheamus is going to win.
Sheamus is going to win.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this, but you and I are disagreeing a little bit. I think Shorty G's got what it takes to make a big upset special here, and I'm going to say Upset City. Shorty G with the upset. How about this one? Bayley versus Lacey Evans. Single match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Who do you like?
The winner of the match in an Upset City special, and your new SmackDown Women's Champion, Lacey Evans.
I like it. I like the prediction. I think there's something to it. And, you know, we met Bayley, and we met Bayley and Finn Balor at the same time at I Play America in Long Branch. And they were, I mean, not Long Branch. Where the heck is it? Freehold. And they were very, very polite, very, very nice. I really like Bayley, but I'm not sure 100% if Bayley is pulling off the heel gimmick. She, and I guess that's not a bad thing. She seems like such a nice and pleasant person that maybe it's difficult because it's just, it just doesn't feel like she's able to sink her teeth into being a bad guy. And because of that, I agree with you. I think Lacey Evans is going to win, and she will be your new SmackDown Women's Champion.
2 for 4.
Now, before we go into the next match, how about you tell everyone how great I am? Because I don't mind. I think that this would be the nice portion of the show. This is a brand new segment that I've decided. It's called Son Compliments Father. Unsolicited. Son tells father all nice things and compliments without, you know, feeling any pressure to having to say something specific. Well, like, for instance, I'm a nice person. Smart. I'm industrious. All these things. So, you know, just come up with a quick compliment. This is a brand new segment. Son compliments father. Let's go. 5 seconds on the clock. 4, 3, 2, 1. And okay, so we're going to have to work on that, you know, in the future for the future son compliments father segments. I'd like you to have something. Maybe write something down before the show. You can glance at your notes or whatnot. Let's go on to the next match. The next match is going to be a big match. It is going to be Becky Lynch versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. What do you like?
I think Becky wins.
Becky, Asuka. Yeah, Becky wins because Asuka is tag team women's champion right now. So if Asuka has the tag team championship, does she really need the Raw Women's Championship? No, that's the answer. I don't think so. This match might be a kickoff show match, Stanley, but let's do it anyway. Andrade, your United States champion versus Umberto. Umberto Carrillo has popped out of nowhere, sort of like a Jack in the Box. He just came out of nowhere. There's no backstory. There's nothing about him that we know of. We're not sure who this person is or why he's there. Clearly, he's a great in-ring performer, but I am very surprised that the WWE, wow, my brain just reset to 1987. It's a little surprising that the WWE, which always does such a great job of vignettes and explaining who someone is and giving a backstory, has really made this Umberto Carrillo guy pretty mysterious, and I don't think it's working in his favor. Who do you like, Andrade or Umberto?
Andrade, because we don't know anything about Umberto.
So you're agreeing with my sentiments?
Yeah.
So I'm a genius. And that concludes Son Compliments Father. Today, on today's very first ever segment of Son Concludes Father, Stanley Mack called his dad, me, a genius. It's on the record. This is going to live forever. Rewind about 20 seconds ago if you have to, and you hear him call me a genius. Thank you. Now, we're not done, Daddy. We are not done, baby. Let's go to the WWE Universal Championship match between The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, he's your Universal Champ, versus Daniel Bryan. Tough match, Good match. Great match, even. What do you like? 5 seconds on the clock.
You know what? I say The Fiend because it's only the Royal Rumble.
Okay, fair.
But I do think maybe at, like, WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania what? Oh, you think the Daniel might beat him?
Yeah.
Okay, if they stick with the rivalry. Which they could. This has been a good one. This has been a good one. A lot of us have enjoyed the Fiend versus Daniel Bryan rivalry. It's been fun. All right. That brings us to the men's Royal Rumble match. Now, we have 27 of the 30 participants. We'll go over them very quickly. But what's making this match very, very unique, very different, is that your WWE champion, Brock Lesnar, will enter the Royal Rumble at number one. Now, let's keep in mind, in years past, the champion doesn't wrestle in the Royal Rumble match because the winner of the Royal Rumble match gets a championship match at WrestleMania. So for the champion to be in the match, highly unique. Lesnar's going to do it, number one. What do you think about that?
You think Lesnar's winning?
No, I'm just saying. What do you think about that little stipulation there?
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty interesting. It reminds me of the one WrestleMania, Royal Rumble match. What was it, 93 or 92? When whoever won the Royal Rumble match that year was the champion. And Ric Flair won it. It reminds me a little bit of that, except at that moment the championship was vacant. This time Brock Lesnar actually is champion, and he's going to be in the match. So it should be very interesting. I have no idea how this is going to break down. All right, let's do the contestants real quick. Roman Reigns, or as we just mentioned, Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles, Eric Rowan, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Elias, King Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Otis, Tucker, Rusev, Bobby Lashley, Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, Braun Strowman, Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Kofi Kingston, Big E, R-Truth. I thought R-Truth officially undeclared. All right, I guess R-Truth is in it. John Morrison and The Miz. So, there you have it. Lots of participants. Who do you like? Tell me why. What's going to happen? What does it mean for WrestleMania? Go, Stanley Mack.
The winner of the match is none of those guys you just announced.
Whoa!
It's a surprise. And Wedge knows, like, he's the only one to win. Number 30 comes, and it's The Undertaker. And he eliminates Brock Lesnar.
Oh, that would be great.
At WrestleMania.
It would be utterly spectacular if at number 30, here's The Undertaker, and finally, all these years later, he gets revenge on Lesnar for beating The Undertaker, defeating the streak of 21-0, giving The Undertaker his first loss at WrestleMania in 2014. It would be absolutely amazing if here comes The Taker. He throws Lesnar out. He goes on to win the Royal Rumble, has a match at WrestleMania, and even wins the championship. Unbelievable. But in that same vein, I think we're going to get Cena. That's right. You and I are thinking the same. But you are thinking the surprise is going to be The Undertaker. My surprise is going to be John Cena. Number 30 comes in, beats everybody, gets a WrestleMania match, beats Brock Lesnar for the championship at WrestleMania, and thereby becoming the most decorated champion of all time. 17 world titles, more than Ric Flair's 16. He's currently tied with Ric Flair at 16 all time. But we're on the same wavelength. Undertaker as a surprise, says Stanley. Cena as a surprise, says Davey Mack. I love it. All right, Mack. Anything? Anything before we go? Give us a couple impressions. Let's go.
Hi, dudes.
Hi, dudes. Is this our tag team? The Cool Dudes?
Yeah, the Cool Dudes.
This is Stanley Max and my David Max alter ego. Sometimes we lose our minds every once in a while, and we're called a well. We're the greatest tag team in the world, and we're called the Cool Dudes, right, dude?
Yeah, dude.
And you know, one of the things that we do is just beat people with our coolness, dude. We stay cool, even under the most pressurized of situations, right, dude?
Right, dude.
All right, dude. Any sort of impressions you'd like to do, dude, before we get out of here, dude?
No, dude.
No?
All
right, give us final thoughts while I find the closing song there. Come on.
Final thoughts. Come on. Let's go.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Let's go. So far, the final thoughts are dragging.
My final thoughts is... I hope Daddy doesn't have any new segments.
No more new segments! Well, I tell you what, ladies and germs. It's going to be Royal Rumble 2020. In mere hours. And we're excited for Davey Mac and Stanley Mac. We are the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. Enjoy the H-E double hockey sticks out of Royal Rumble 2020 live from Houston, Texas tonight.